The anime that we're going to be talking about in this series is called Serial Experiments Lane. It came out in 1998 on Tokyo TV, and it kind of like arrived in the West via bootlegs originally, and then I think it got like some airtime on like late night anime channels. It's quite like a dark series. It's a dark horror series. So Serial Experiments Lane was created and directed by Ryotaro Nakamura and Chiaki Konaka. The latter is very famous for producing like quite dark and esoteric anime. So he was the director of Perfect Blue. He was also one of the directors of Digimon, which I didn't realize until I was doing the research, but I now feel like a greater and deeper spiritual connection with this guy. And I'm very interested to find out the kind of like Digimon Serial Experiments Lane connection. Lane is a series, and I'm going to call it Lane just like throughout this. Lane is like a series that looks at like computer science, technology, conspiracies, psychology, and like the absurd. And it's really like the question that it's trying to answer, or the question that it's like really looking at, is like, with the presence of the internet, like, do we kind of, is there like a separation between the material world and online? And it's really like one of the first series that kind of got the idea that we would kind of be living in this world where the internet, like where like the digital and the material would kind of like merge into one, and that like thing, like digital stuff would bleed into the real world and vice versa. And like stuff that we kind of talk about quite often on the show, but you know, it wasn't really thought about in the 90s. Like, what makes it very pressing is the fact that it kind of understands that mechanic in a way that very few kind of projects that were tackling similar subjects were able to kind of, that they were able to kind of pick up on. I guess like as a starting point, before we talk about the episodes, Phoebe, how did you find these two episodes? Did you watch them subbed, or did you watch them dubbed?
I started watching subbed.
Weeb.
Other way around. I started watching dubbed, and then it suddenly occurred to me that not only is there quite a lot of writing in it which does not get translated in the dubbed version. So she keeps sort of having these little kind of messages flash up on her computer, which I could not read, which was not kind of helping the experience of the thing. But also I felt like, I mean, I know that I'm not going to be able to get the kind of the full sort of experience of how they speak, because I don't understand Japanese, but I thought it felt like it was better to listen to the language and to read the subs to hear a kind of weird American version of it.
Well, sub-v-dubbed is a very kind of contentious argument in anime circles, right? Mm. It's that whole thing about like, if you watch a foreign film but it's dubbed, like, you know, are you kind of bastardizing the experience of watching like things that were created in non-English languages? Is it a form of imperialism to like watch dubbed content? I'm not here to cause any controversies, but I think that maybe, I don't know, I don't trust people who watch dubbed anime. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. I don't have any view either way.
Oh, you will. By the end of this, you'll have a lot of views. Okay.
I saw a dubbed version of Howl's Moving Castle, and it really spoiled it, the dubbing.
Interesting. Actually. Okay.
It really kicked you out of the magic, particularly of the art. So I'll look forward to getting involved in yet another really, really useful, valuable debate, which is gonna take up all my time and energy.
Okay, so like before we start talking about the episodes and what happens in them, one of the famous things about Serial Experiments Lane is the title song. It was a very, very popular song among kind of anime nerds in the 90s. It was a song called Duvet by Boa, which is a British band. And they had no idea that they were kind of involved in the anime until like after it came out. But it's kind of like, it kind of made them very famous for like, and still very famous among that community now. I think it's a really beautiful song, but what did you think about it?
What, the opening song?
The opening song, yeah. Devin, can you put like this? Can you put like the bit of the song in this section, please?
And you don't seem to understand.
I didn't take it in at all. I just was kind of watching it. Yeah, I didn't. Honestly, I have no idea what the theme song sounds like. That's really weird.
Wait, okay. Wait, so does YouTube, like, does the YouTube stuff take it out?
No.
Maybe it does. Okay.